In this week's Cut Newsline, two cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Once the administration sends this trade pact to Congress, Congress then has 90 legislative days to vote up or down on the deal without any amendments. There's also a clause in there that allows Congress to change that and postpone the 90 days. And so what the House decided last week in its vote was to suspend the 90-day portion of that rule.
This is Cut 2. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The Columbia deal would eliminate tariffs on more than 80% of Columbia-bound exports of industrial and consumer goods. Columbia, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Peru now receive duty-free treatment to many U.S.-bound exports under the recently renewed trade preferences.